أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise and blessings are due to Allah, our Creator, Nourisher, Sustainer and Cherisher. Peace, blessings and salutations upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una, Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. Rabbi zidni 'ilma. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are currently broadcasting to you live from the Durban studios, exclusive to Markaz Sahaba Online, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on this, the 9th day of November 2018, corresponding with the 29th day of Safar, 1440 on the Islamic calendar. This is your host, Suhail Mohammed Vahid, and I welcome you to today's broadcast of Legal Talk, brought to you every Friday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Legal Talk is a platform whereupon we endeavor to discuss legal matters and conduct interviews with specialists in the context of South African law. The topic of discussion this evening is a continuation of the topic of discussion that was held over the past three segments of our program and deals with the law relating to landlord and tenant and the governing documentation being residential lease agreements. Inshallah, we shall cover the last portion of this topic this evening, which deals with evictions and the proper eviction procedure according to our law. As a precursor, it should be noted and placed on record that this program and the content that is discussed herein is not legal advice, and as such should not be misconstrued to amount to legal advice, such advice that may be given to you by an attorney in person. This is not opinionated, it is merely factually based and should be treated as such. As we draw closer toward the culmination of our discussion on residential lease agreements, we find that one of the most important issues is addressed. That is the issue of eviction. From the outset, when we mention the term eviction, we automatically begin to feel a sense of discomfort as this is a touchy subject. Effectively, eviction means that a person is in the process of getting kicked out of their home. Not everybody is fortunate enough to be a homeowner. Many people occupy residential properties belonging to other people under the auspices of tenancy agreements or lease agreements. Such situations are beyond our control, as rizq comes only and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be that as it may, let us proceed with our discussion inshallah. We should bear in mind that regardless of the surrounding circumstances, any person who is residing at another person's property under a lease agreement is duty bound to pay the rentals and to pay the rentals timeously. Failure to do so will constitute a breach of the lease agreement, and the landlord may be entitled to evict the tenant from the property aforesaid. In the past, evictions were carried out in a manner that was forceful. At times it was inhumane, and in certain instances would amount to what they call unfair practice. Naturally, these methods involved a certain degree of illegality on the part of the landlord. Thereafter, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights came into existence, and along with that came the prevention of illegal eviction from an Unlawful Occupation of Land Act, which is otherwise known as the PIE Act, P-I-E, PIE Act. The PIE Act stipulates the entire procedure to be followed in respect of evictions of tenants. Any deviation from the provisions of the PIE Act in respect of evicting a tenant may result in serious legal implications. As such, the PIE Act and its provisions must be closely adhered to. Let us look at two situations whereby a lease agreement may come to an end. Cancellation being the first, and termination, being the second. What is cancellation of a lease? A lease agreement can be cancelled if the landlord or the tenant has breached, in other words, broken an important part of the agreement. For example, if the landlord does not perform essential maintenance or the tenant does not pay the rent, the lease will normally contain a cancellation clause, which will tell you, firstly, how long the landlord or tenant has to reverse the breach, which is a violation, after they have been given notice of it. And secondly, when the agreement will come to an end if the breach is not reversed within the given period. If the period given to reverse the breach, or the period after which time the lease comes to an end, that is, if the breach is not reversed, is not specified in the lease, then these notice periods must be reasonable. The term reasonable in the context of notice periods for cancellation would depend on the following. Firstly, the nature of the breach. Secondly, how seriously it affects the landlord or the tenant. And lastly, the amount of time it would actually take. Ending the landlord-tenant relationship to fix the breach, for example, if something breaks in the property and it will take perhaps a week for someone to repair it. In Gauteng, in particular, if the tenant fails to pay rent after 7 days of the due date, then the lease can be cancelled immediately after this period is up. That's according to the rules that are stipulated in the Gauteng region. It is possible that in some instances, the lease stipulates that some breaches are so serious that the landlord or tenant can cancel the lease without giving the other party any notice to reverse the breach. Let's move on to termination. What is termination of a lease? So we covered cancellation, let's look at termination. A lease agreement can also be terminated. More often than not, a lease terminates when the lease period that was agreed in advance comes to an end. Normally, it is a date that is set out in a fixed-term lease. A lease can also be terminated when the landlord or the tenant gives reasonable notice that they want the agreement to come to an end. Reasonable notice is usually the notice agreed to in the lease, but if no period is agreed to in the lease, a good general rule is that a reasonable notice period is at least 1 month, or 1 month for every year that the lease has been running, whichever is the longer of the two. If the tenant wants to terminate their lease before it is due to expire, then you may ask the tenant to reimburse you for finding a new tenant or for the amount of rent due between the period they wish to terminate the lease and the actual date of expiry on the lease. It is important to remember that if you want to terminate the lease, then you may be liable for some of the costs. However, whether or not you will be liable and how much you will be liable for depends on the facts of the case and what the lease stipulates. It is a matter of utmost importance for a landlord to make sure that there is a termination clause in their lease that is fair to both the landlord and the tenant respectively. We shall take a quick ad break, and once we return, we shall continue, inshallah.